The Chicken Nick Podcast is brought to you by our good pals at Pillar Exteriors. Get ready to bark at the end of this thing, so start warming up your throats a little bit. Okay, as you're warming up, let me tell you about, real quick, again, the amazing contest that is going on with PillarExteriors.com. You can go to PillarExteriors.com/raffle for all the rules and regulations where you could be entered into a drawing for a free roof. All you have to do is call or email into teamsupport@pillarexteriors.com for a free consultation. Get a free consultation. You mention Chicken Nick, and you could be entered into a raffle for a free roof. That's pretty amazing. Go to pillarexteriors.com/raffle, or you can give them a call. Get ready to bark. It is 402-919-ROOF, 402-919-ROOF.
Storm that cork! Just storm that puppy!
Oh no!
There is nothing that can describe it more than the word stunning.
Stunning. It is stunning. We have a champion. We got a champ.
The drop-off tournament championship was played over the last 5 to 6 days. It was played not on the basketball court, but in the court of public opinion. On the Chicken Nick Show Twitter poll. And as the guy who really runs the account and just tries to stay on top of things, I kept retweeting it during the week just to get people to vote. And people were voting. And then at some point, it was 52-48 Nuggets over Storm That Puppy. And then with a couple of hours left, I retweeted it again. And that thing changed like we had Russian bots all over this thing.
Right.
It flipped on its head. And there was a sense of guilt for even, because I know if I hadn't tweeted it, you would have won. But at the same time, you have to let nature run its course. And if the votes are there, they're there. I mean, this isn't like, you know, ballot harvesting. That's not what's happening here. It just happened, right?
It is one of those things. Like, there are certain games in basketball, football, whatever, where I truly think to myself, like, if halftime wouldn't have occurred, the outcome of the game would have been totally different. You know, for whatever reason, just like one team has all the momentum, they're flying high, they're feeling good, and all it takes is for you to just switch something up for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, you talk things over, you regroup, whatever it is. This basically was the equivalent. The retweet, the getting it back out there was the drop-off equivalent of a halftime. Storm That Puppy made some adjustments. I said, no, Nuggets fellas got a little complacent, and the whole thing completely flipped. That's how I would describe it.
Sent out the tweet. It said this was at 8:20 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday morning. Sent it out, and it said, time is winding down in the championship of the drop-off tournament. Kent will need a last-minute miracle in order to storm that puppy. It was 52-48 at that time. Within 2 hours, Nuggets were a little, I don't know if sautéed, left on the grill a little too long.
Yeah.
They were down. It had been flipped. And your final, Storm That Puppy, wins it 58-42 in a surge that we have not seen since, well, I'll put it this way, Chris Gorman, one of our higher-ups and leader of men
leader of women
here in this herd at,
yes,
texted me and said, this is a bigger comeback than Nebraska versus Ohio State in 2011. And should replace that record. Chris says this should, I'll put it on the poll, is this a bigger comeback than Nebraska beating who is that? Bowserman?
Bowserman came in. Well, they Braxton Miller got hurt, if I'm not mistaken.
Right?
I think Levante went to the strip club.
That's right. He went to the strip club.
Braxton had just one leg on an ankle.
It was just one lick on an ankle.
And then that brought in Bowser from Nintendo, and Sexy Rexy started doing his thing, and it was just, it was on and popping. Your boy was up in the West Balcony. It was a little rainy. I had a poncho on. It was a great time. So I'm with Chris Gorman on this. I think we replace it. You know what's odd, though? Let me think about this. Was Storm that puppy from, which court storm was that from? Was that from the Wisconsin court storm or the Purdue court storm? Because in some ways, the way that Wisconsin game played out was exactly how this played out. Remember, Wisconsin got up big. Wisconsin had a big lead in the first half. I was on the call with Mr. Kevin Kugler, and things looked real bleak for Nebraska, as did Storm that puppy. And then in the second half, C.J. Wilcher started getting, he was on one, and Nebraska came back and won, which led to the Storm that puppy. I think it was just Storm that puppy. I think it was Wisconsin. Have we figured it out? I feel like
here.
Storm that puppy, because I thought the first one was.
I officially saved it on February 13th.
Yep.
So yes, it would have been the Wisconsin.
In some ways, it is the drop lived up to the origin of the drop. Struggled in the first half, and then amazing second half, and you got yourself a winner. I'm good with the winner, I think. I mean, what's been the more? It feels like recently Storm that puppy has been more top of mind. You know,
it's more top of mind. However, it's not one that is played a lot.
True.
On the show.
That's true.
So I think, look, I'm just going to say Kent's Army, the Pavelka platoon, really did its job. And Kent is one of the more likable figures and carries a ton of weight.
I love him.
Kent tweeted, "I'm beyond honored and humbled. Now, when can I expect the NIL money, trophy, and puppy gear?"
I love the puppy gear.
He had said, "Nuggets for your votes, fellas," when he was politicking. This was Saturday night.
You know what I like, though, he continues to use the egg emoji, the two egg. he's keeping the two egg thing going, which is great. You know what this reminds me of, though? This isn't the first time that I've indirectly lost to – Kent and I have squared off head-to-head before. I think, I'm pretty sure, Michael Sevier did this one time and he learned his lesson because it upset a lot of people. Michael Sevier did a like bracket of local media personalities.
Okay.
And I think I drew Kent in the first round and Kent destroyed me. And I'm pretty sure Kent either won it or went all the way to the championship. And that was the first time you got a true sense of the Kent Pavelka army out there. That they are there. A lot of Pavelka fans that are ready to get their vote game right.
I'll put this on the poll. What's worse, yourself losing in a poll or your drop losing
great,
in a poll?
Great question. It's a good question. I'm not sure how
because
I feel
you
about
could
it.
Lose in a poll, but if your drop turns into a T-shirt, your drop turns into
right.
I mean, we've only had like four, five, or six of these champions.
I know
in the history of the Schick and Nick Show, we need to eventually run down who these winners have been in the past. You know, better show hosts would have that stuff ready.
I know. I'm blanking on a lot of that stuff. Don't you think this is going to hurt recruiting? I'm fairly sure it was one of them, but I mean, I'm not even sure what else we got on there. Those need to be like vintage T-shirts. You know, like. Check it out. Got a 2012 drop-off T-shirt championship with your like throwback Toronto Raptors hat on or something. That's a heck of a fit in July.
There were so many people that were in on this.
Just storm that puppy.
The storm that puppy wins. We will have the one shining moment here in a moment.
Okay.
Can't wait to do that. A lot still to get to here on the show. Well, let's make this announcement here. So let's not belabor the point.
What do you got?
or bury the lead, I should say. So I did tweet a couple of nights ago. I was in Louisville for the Louisville spring game with my buddy Rod Gilmore. Called the spring game. Had a great time.
How's Louisville looking?
Plenty of puns were had. Louisville football, look, I'm clearly going to pick them for the 12-team playoff.
I was just going to say, can we just pencil them into your playoff predictions now that you called their spring game? You're all in on them.
I met Tyler Shuck, and before I met him, I was like, eh, we'll see how this guy does. And I sat with him for 10 minutes, and we talked on the air, and after he was done, we got married. Yep. And it
Good.
Was
Happy
it was
you.
Odd because he had just gotten married, but we did it. He got married a couple weeks prior in San Diego. But I said to Rod, I go, you don't really appreciate some people until you actually meet them. He's like, yeah, I agree. It's like such an obvious statement.
No, but it's true.
It's like you cover these guys.
Yes.
But you cover them and then you meet them. You're like, huh, go Tyler Shuck. Let's make it happen.
How excited are you, though, in the fall for the one time like a Louisville football conversation comes up and you're going to be able to be like, you know, yeah, their left corner, they got a backup corner that was a retro sophomore. He started his career at a junior college. He had 14 interceptions, one that returned 99 yards for a touchdown. But and then she went to Cuba College of Comedy, got to get into Bucket Seats University.
Okay, I don't know if that was...
I don't know why Michael Samir showed up.
To do.
Yeah, did she get naked into Bucket Seats? Did she go to HubaCollege.com and get naked into Bucket Seats?
It's like I'm getting on the plane. I was there for... 22 hours. It was in and out.
In and out.
20 hours.
Yep. Okay.
And I get on the plane leaving the next morning, and I said I should put out a tweet about the spring game because I was there. And I did. And it's like Louisville fans picked it up.
Oh,
they're
gosh.
All in. They're loving
yes.
it. Like, you know, when you tweet
yes.
at a fan base or about a fan base, that is one way to really get aggregated 100%, or at least get engagement.
100%. What kind
I
of?
I also tweeted about youth sports.
I saw that
this morning, and that has like 500,000 views. Because everyone's got a youth sports story. Everybody, yeah, it was with my son, U10U baseball team.
We had some Magooshes. Coach Magoosh on the other
there
team.
There were some Magooster coaches on the other side. But
you probably knew something was up when he introduced you before the game to himself for the game. He's like, "How you doing, Coach Magoosh?" You were like, "Yo, this isn't going to be good. This isn't going to be good at all." That is crazy. Look at that. 521,000 views of that tweet of yours. Look at you.
I should start just piling on youth sports.
I know.
Say what's wrong.
That's
what's
it.
Wrong with this culture? What's wrong with it? Relax. I mean, it was funny. So this team, the coaches kept arguing calls that afterwards, argued with the umpires, argued with the organizer, and then as we're leaving, he has his kids run a lap.
That's crazy.
Because they didn't do well, and then is like reading them the riot act in the dugout while we're pulling away. They might have just wrapped up the meeting for all I know.
And we're talking like, 10 years old. We're talking 10.
Yeah. These are 10-year-olds.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's
way to make them love the game.
Yeah, that's not good.
Love the game.
That is not good. I don't have any crazy youth sports. The craziest thing I ever saw was I played on a team when I was, God, I'd have been maybe 11 probably, and the head coach got into like a shoving match with one of our players' dad, like one of my teammates' dads. They got into a shoving match and like by the concession stand. And I was like, and I saw it. And when you see like two grown men, you're like, I mean, as at 11 years old, you're like, this might as well be two grizzly bears. Like, ah! I was like, Dad, we got to run.
Just two battering rams just on the
just
side
going
of
going at it. I was like, oh, we got back into my dad's Honda Accord. And I was like, so we're quitting the team, right? He was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, okay.
Let's go get some Dairy Queen.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go great. To Baskin Robbins, huh? What do you say? I'm like, sounds good. Sounds real good. If Rich Baugh would have had Twitter back then, he'd have been like, just saw a dad and the coach get in a fight. Wowzers. In a related story, mint chocolate chip at Baskin Robbins for the win. Sincerely, Rich Baugh. Follow me on Twitter, @RichBaugh.
Amazing. Was that Little League or was that basketball?
It was basketball.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't have any. Like, no, I didn't play baseball long enough to. I didn't play in Major League Baseball.
New Major League Baseball.
Damn it. I didn't have any baseball stars.
Okay. You don't need to keep.
Oh, you want to know my favorite star? We played coach pitch. And we had a coach couldn't hit the strike zone. This is one lick on his ankle.
I don't know if that would make any sense. Doesn't make any sense.
No. Okay. But what, I mean, anything else? I mean, because it's a, that's quite the tweet.
No. Oh, there's a lot of reaction to it. You know, it's like travel ball and all this stuff. And yeah, if I had my choice, there would be no travel ball. You'd play in your little league, and kids would grow up, have fun, and not worry about having, you know, college scholarships when they're in their fourth grade. I mean, there are people that are like, hey, he really wants to make the middle school team. Oh, yeah, how old is he? 9. Okay, well, let's get some hair on his legs first.
Yes.
Let's let him play with his buddies. Let's let kids stay as young as possible. Let them stay kids. Because adulthood ain't as fun as it looks.
It isn't.
Right?
It ain't. But, that's the biggest thing that I always, I talk to, you know, if a parent will come up to me and, you know, they'll ask me, like, oh, my son's 6. How can I, you know, what would you recommend with basketball? I'm like, just make sure he falls in love with the game. Like, you know, that's the first and foremost thing, you know? Like, we even, I mean, at Shoot 360, that's, like, the thing that I love the most about it is, like, it's just, like, fall in love with the game. That's it. Like, come in, just have fun, because if you don't love it, leave it. USA number one.
If you don't love it, you will leave it. That's right.
Ricky Stanzi was on point with that. But the other thing that Ricky Stanzi was on point with was if you don't love it, you're not going to – you're eventually it's going to catch up to you, you know. Just fall in love with the game, Doc. I've been married to the game 39 years. 39 of them.
Okay, I want to go back to – you mentioned Ricky Stanzi. If we had a drop-off tournament in that year, he probably would have won it. He was asked by Chris Myers after the game about how does this feel, you know, here on this night doing this, and he took it as some patriotic question, and it wasn't. But Ricky responded with,
"If you don't love it, leave it. USA number one."
Yeah, if you don't love it, leave it. It's great.
So that would have been like bowl season and the did we not make it to the drop off? We probably didn't have this, like, what?
January 2010 ish is where it looks like.
Wow. So did it loop? Maybe it won the drop off tournament back in the day.
I don't know. I need some help from
somebody out there. Eric, Elliot, somebody out there that's been a day one, like, can we get we need a Wikipedia page of all the winners of
the drop-off tournament. Jim Rome has the smack-off. We have the drop-off.
That's it.
We should have.
That is it. That's it.
I finished 6th in the smack-off one time, but I've never won a drop-off. And you finished runner-up in a drop-off. I'll put this. What's better, finishing runner-up in the drop-off or finishing 6th in the smack-off?
Wow.
Do that.
Now, that's a tough one right there. That's a really tough one.
I might have had it. Here's the other thing. I don't want to bury the lead as I buried it even further.
We are really.
I was in Louisville again. I said I was in Louisville. We went and talked for a while. Oh, I love this. Nebraska baseball beats Maryland 16-4. Cole retweets it with, "Gotta Katsopolis alert." The Katsopolis is just so good.
It is good. It is so good. There should be a Katsopolis.
So, tweeted this out, and I said, Friday night, said, just got off the phone with management, announcement coming on the next pod. As Mustache Adam responded, are we going to be Tyler McKinney, Jake Muehlheisen, or Doc Sadler about this?
Ooh.
Ryan says, don't you think this is going to hurt recruiting? Sarah says, management equals Kelly and Kim. That's well said. Well played, Sarah.
So true.
My wife is here. My wife is in the office right now laughing in the background.
That's right.
No, management.
That's exactly right.
Kelly and Kim.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
Matthew.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly. I'm sorry.
Matthew responds with, "You should keep your mouth shut."
You should keep your mouth shut about it.
I love it. Dean goes back to half hour pods. That's from Dean. That's appreciate the backhanded slap.
Dang, Dean.
Thank you.
You mean Dean.
Yeah, dang.
Is that at Mean Dean?
Mean Dean Oakland. At Mean Dean Oakland. That's right.
You the dean of Mean University, dog.
You keep your mouth shut about it.
This one only has a couple of likes on it. I thought this was great from O Dangles. When I said, spoke with management announcement coming, he responds, "I saw y'all talking under the thing."
I did see that one. I bet that went over some people's heads.
Oh, so
you
good.
Do know, you do know. So, that I saw Matt and Nick talking under the thing, right?
We only have to be outside for 20 seconds getting off the bus going under the thing, so we'll be okay.
Keep your mouth shut about it.
Keeps your mouth shut. You should keep your mouth shut.
You should keep your mouth shut about it.
So here's the thing.
Under the thing? Give me the thing under the thing.
So here's the announcement. And it's really good. It has nothing to do with the pod and everything to do with the pod. The pod will remain unchanged as of now. However, you can become a part of it with, let's start right here. The Schick and Nick drop-off tournament t-shirt is out. Okay? It is out. And it is ready to be purchased. Folks, here's the website. We're going to post this hours after we post this pod, just so those who listen to the pod get first crack at it, not those who just happen to be scrolling on Twitter.
Love the call.
Because these shirts are, from what management has said, they are not making thousands. These are limited edition. Again, isn't everything a limited edition? You know? Yep. Every car is a limited edition. I totally get it.
Yep.
But there are a limited number of these in stock. Here is the website to go to here. The website for you to go to get these shirts is...
HowDareYou.com?
It is not HowDareYou.com, although that would have been great. It is shop.herdatmedia.com. That's two R's in herdat. /collections/the-schick-and-nick-show.
It's a lot going on.
shop.herdatmedia.com/collections/. Is it forward slash or backslash? It looks like it's going forward.
I'm always a backslash guy.
Okay, I'll put that on the poll. Did you know Nick has always been a backslash guy?
Oh, boy.
shop.herdatmedia.com/collections/the-schick-and-nick-show. It really rolls right off the tongue.
It really does.
Tell all your friends. It really does. So that's where you can find this. Now, here's the issue, is we thought the drop-off was going to go one way and planned for it, much like a Super Bowl, right, where you make the shirt, you play it both sides so it's ready to go, but then it's what do you do when it goes the other way? So, folks, we have Storm That Puppy and... I Said No Nuggets, Fellas shirts available in multiple colors. So you can go to that website and check it out.
This by no means is to take away from the worthy champion that Ken Pavelka and Storm That Puppy is. Just a simple mistake. Okay?
So we have both of the shirts. This is the first time we've created and heard at. We've created the winning and losing shirts. So Herdat is got a great system, but it's not fail safe. So we have limited number of these shirts.
That's
you need to go to this website, and we will post it later in the day. Once it's posted, those who have listened and failed to click, or, you know, whatever happens, happens. I don't know how many we have. I just know it's not unlimited, so you better get it while you can. Also on this website, as you scroll down, folks, we have Schick and Nick attire that aren't just drops. It's the logo for the show.
Look at that.
Nick, what do you see on this website?
I see T-shirts, black and white, Schick and Nick. I see long sleeve shirts. I see hoodies. I see two different types of hats. We have a snapback hat, and we call it a, and there's a dad hat. What is with the dad? Like, that's, I've seen non-dads wear the dad hat. Do you have to show proof of being a dad to purchase the dad hat? But there's a dad hat. There's also mugs, coffee mugs, Schick and Nick coffee mugs. This is just great.
No word on if the mugs are thick or not. Don't know.
The mugs look pretty thick to me. One of the mugs is thick, too.
But these hats look pretty cool. This color scheme is really cool. The Schick and Nick Show hat with the red brim and the black.
That does look good, boy.
I showed Kelly this link. And again, all of this stuff
is
available
so cool
to you at any moment. I showed this to Kelly, and she she said to me something to the effect of, are you really going to buy a hat with your name on it?
I know. What do you do that with that?
And it's like, you know, you really can't. This would be like a hockey player wearing his own NHL sweater onto, you know, into the bar. Right? Hey, are you Peter Forsberg? How'd you know? You're wearing your jersey. Oh yeah. Sorry about that.
I forgot about that. I don't know what to do. I also do enjoy, if you just hover your mouse over the shirts, it looks like there is a 10-year-old child that is modeling the shirt, which is just so appropriate. You know what I mean? I mean, literally.
It is.
Kevin McAllister from the Wonder Years. Kevin McAllister from the Wonder Years pops up modeling the shirt. It's wonderful.
Who is this kid wearing the Nuggets shirt?
He's wearing
looks like he's 11. This is so appropriate because that's the target demo.
That is. I know. So what? Okay, maybe put on a poll. Is it appropriate? Can Schick and Nick wear Schick and Nick gear?
Can Schick and Nick wear Schick and Nick gear?
Because we have shirts that are Schick and Nick shirts, but they're like drops, you know?
Right.
And
right.
So that's like a...
Like, remember when we did the show at Hardee's, and Hardee's put out the football schedule on the back and it had Schick and Nick Show right on the breast pocket there.
Yeah.
And it was very subtle.
Right.
This is like Schick and Nick in your face.
Right. I mean, just right in your face.
Like, if I wear a hat that has my last name on it.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, the first thing I'll go is, who's Nick and what's this show about? I don't even want to explain it.
See, and that's the thing is, you are caught. Red-handed. You have Schick. Nick. Could be any Nick. Could be any Nick. My name happens to be Nick, and I'm wearing a hat that says Nick. But, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean it could be a Nickelodeon.
Couple of guys that's right. A couple of guys I know. Right.
Yeah, just a couple guys I know. One that is the last name Schick? Yeah. I know him. I don't know what to do.
Did he call that Louisville Spring Game? Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Are you talking about the Schick, the guy that called the Louisville Spring Game? I love that. He has a podcast.
Guys, he posted the greatest thread I've ever seen on Louisville football. Why they're going to be good. So
we can get mugs because we can drink those in peace, you know? Just can drink Beanery coffee in our mugs in the comfort of our own home without fear of judgment from those being like, wow, fool yourself much, you know? So I don't know what to do here. If I'm going to wear a shirt or a hat with my name on it, I need the okay from the Schick and Nick listeners.
All right.
Right?
Those votes will count.
Know what to do about that.
If they win, you know, if we win, we also lose because we will spend a lot of money on this herd.
I know. Like, take one of everything, please.
Which Schick and Nick shirt should I wear today?
I will.
Oh, it's cloudy out. You know what? It's cloudy outside. I'll wear the Schickanick hat. Oh, it's sunny today. I think I'll wear the Schickanick hat.
Look at that. Oh, I'm very proud of being a dad today, so I'll wear the dad hat. Gosh, this is, I mean, everything looks great. So shout out to Herd App Media for making this happen. You
yes.
know?
Thank you very much.
And move Chris over and- move over Louis Vuitton, because we coming for you. Okay. We coming for that ass, Louis Vuitton.
Okay, I don't know if that's exactly what's happening there, but we'll take it. Thank you very much, Pat and Chris, for handling this. We have both shirts available
yeah.
to you.
And other merch.
On there and other merch, so check it out.
Two things real
so
quick.
Thank you very much.
Two things real Go. Quick before we get to one shining moment or whatever, the polls, whatever we got to do here.
Yeah.
Number
yeah.
one, did not get offered cocaine in Mexico. Very disappointed.
How was Mexico?
It was
How
great.
Long were you there?
We were there 4 days. It was tremendous.
It's great.
Great. No cocaine offered. I guess I got to put out a more of a cocaine vibe, you know? I mean, I think they judged
not
me.
Not getting
and they
offered
thought,
cocaine. That is a buzzkill.
Very much buzz. So. I think they thought, that guy's already, listen to that guy scream. He's already got cocaine on him, you know? Maybe I give off that. Like, oh, he's already. He's, you know? You're not going to offer a guy that, like, yeah. clearly looks like he's already on cocaine more cocaine, you know?
That's right. You guys stumbling around, you're not going to offer him liquor.
No.
Like, he's had
it's like, oh, he's fine. Okay, yeah. he's had plenty. He's good. Let's find the sober guy, you know? So apparently I give off a drunk vibe or a high on cocaine vibe. That did not happen. No, it was great.
Hold
it was
on.
It was
Hold
tremendous.
Does
what?
Nick, does Nick give off a cocaine vibe? That's the
yes.
question. All right, so you had a good time.
Had a great time. Yeah, it was great. It's just, I mean, there's nothing better. There's nothing better. You can just be like, it's 10:15 in the morning. Do I want to have a screwdriver? You betcha. You betcha.
You betcha.
Dan Hawkins, what's your answer there?
Dan Hawkins was there with you. It was you, Kim, and Dan Hawkins in Mexico together. You
yes.
betcha.
You betcha. Betcha. We got in the pool. Well, swim up to the bar. You're like, you guys want a screwdriver? I was like, Dan. He was like, you betcha. I was like, well, here we go.
You betcha.
Although I
see
did
all this great art. See all that great artwork there in Mexico. Those aren't murals, brother. What a stretch!
No,
what
no.
A stretch.
That's almost Sorry. So good. That is tremendous. I did see on the second day. There was a couple that had to get wheeled up to their room because they were so hammered. Not good. The girl was Keith Kachuk and Irwer.
So did you help wheel come up?
I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to do it. I knew it.
I like that you use Kachuk Airwear.
Yeah.
The old apostrophe replacing the V.
Error. Yeah. It was that good. No, it's great. No amazing stories other than not getting offered cocaine, drinking screwdrivers. That was fantastic. It was great. Nothing better. I wanted to say that.
Nice to be away from your kids for a while.
It is. It is. You know, sometimes you got to invest in the old relationship with your wife and just do that for a couple days. You know what I'm saying, Doug? The other thing. I want to make sure we get this in. Want to send our thoughts, our prayers, yep. our good vibes, all of that to Greg Sharp, who, gosh, about maybe last Wednesday, I think, had the announcement, and it went exploded on social media that Greg Sharp has cancer. You tweeted about it. I tweeted about it. Kevin Kluger tweeted about it, and about a million other people tweeted about it. Greg Sharp, one of the best guys. He has been obviously a big part of Nebraska football and the entire state of Nebraska. He's got a whole army of people that are pulling for him. So I just wanted to make sure we get that in there too.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we were wanted to get to that as well. Praying for him, and I don't know. We really don't know if he listens to this pod. I wouldn't fault him if he never did.
Right.
He is a part of this pod, and
yes, he
always
is.
Will be.
Yes.
As a part of the show, we actually tried to get him at the live show. I think it was two live shows ago. I think it was both, and he had stuff come up. But he is one of the nicest
he is.
People in the business who just happens to do this job, who just happens to be a sports broadcaster. And no ego on that guy, no pretentious attitude. Like, he is just.
He's the best. You know,
it's funny thing about Greg Sharp. I remember he was doing the Kansas State-Nebraska game on the road. I think this was Callahan. I think it would have been Callahan. They do the game on the road, and he had to leave the Kansas State game mid-game because his wife was going into labor. And I was working at KETV at the time and wound up a couple days later going to the hospital and interviewing him and his wife.
What?
I called him in advance, of course.
I would hope so.
For a story. For a story. Yeah, hey, do you mind? Like, sure. You know, just show up.
Greg, you have a visitor?
You walk in with a camera like, hey, how are you?
Just wanted to catch up, see how you're doing.
All right. Look right in the camera. Can we get a mic check before you answer it? Give me 1, 2, 3 before you ask how you're doing. 1, 2, 3 Okay, please, good. We're rolling. All right.
Please say your name and spell it for me for the camera. That's what I have. Greg Sherp, S-H-A-R. So, but did the story, and so we've kind of had that interesting, and that was like the first time I think I met him, was doing that story. I have to find that somewhere. So that's kind of how
I didn't know
I
that.
Think about Greg, and I met his wife at the time, and just, you know, so you kind of have, you're kind of a part of that, the family history,
yeah,
of like, how old's
sure.
your daughter? Oh, yeah, I was there and did that story. He is... He's just the best.
He's
and
good
so
dude.
We certainly yep. Praying and thinking about him and the family there.
Yep. So just wanted to throw that in there. Just wanted to throw that in.
Okay. So we got to do one shining moment.
We do.
We need to do that. So again, this is the tribute to the the winning drop, and this is always one of our. Frankly, a bittersweet song.
It is. It is.
All right. We'll do the. Should we do the polls first or this?
I think we should do the polls first.
All right. I'm with you.
What do you think?
Because we're not going to be in any mood to.
It feels like after one shining moment, you don't come back to Ernie Johnson and, you know, you don't come back for like one final thought on everything, you know? Like,
no. That's it. You go to bed.
You go to bed. At that point, you're like, college basketball is finished and you're done. And.
These polls are brought to you by Pillar Exteriors. Pillar Exteriors is where, again, gutters, windows, siding. They are some of our best friends. And, again, you can enter a raffle
yep.
to potentially get a free roof. And that raffle and entries will be taken, I think, for the next 6 to 8 weeks or so. So yep. Check that out.
PillarExteriors.com/raffle for all the rules and regulations. Again, all you got to you just get a free consultation. From Pillar Exteriors, you mentioned Chicken Nick. Boom, you're in a raffle for a chance to potentially win a free roof. So heck of a deal from our good folks at Pillar Exteriors.
Good. Here are your polls. Will you watch more women's college basketball moving forward, even without Caitlin Clark? 77% said no.
I dare you.
Thank you very much. Was Glenn on one? 92% said yes.
Facts.
Is Nick Baugh turning into Nebraska's Chris Berman? 94% said yes.
I'm proud of that. I'm very proud of that.
Is Steve Sipple leaning into it, or is this just what he does? 71% said yes. Didn't really make sense, the yes or no. Dan posts, now, Sean, I wish I had a fact checker on this, because the question written by Schick, Matt, is phrased as multiple choice. There's, I want to say, two options, if I recall, but the options, if I'm not mistaken, are just yes and no, Sean. Thank you, Dan. Someone sent us a. I do have a quick detour here. Someone sent us another Sipple thing here.
Oh boy, he's back at it again.
Here you go.
On your first order of nuts.com, and we've had it in our office here since football season started. It's been great. I need to re-up as it's been Steve Sipple's lunch a lot of these post practices.
Yeah, we don't really because of the schedule we work. We don't get like a traditional lunch. So I eat breakfast. And then by the time we get here at 1:30, I'm starved.
Just a bunch of bags of nuts.com.
I'm just shoving nuts in my mouth, basically.
Well, check it out. Nuts.com.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Oh, my God.
Not a stat. It was not a stat. It was information, and frankly, too much information. Thank
oh my
you,
gosh!
At what point on the on-ramp to that sentence did he think he wasn't going to get into a car crash?
Okay, I'm sorry. That a part of that that was funny, but it, but part of it was so funny was the unexpected nature of it. Oh boy, wow, that one got me. That one got me good.
Thought you'd like that. Is it okay to tweet your love for college basketball before tweeting your love for your wife? 75% said yes.
There we go.
Who benefited more from Crate moving to the Big East? Greg McDermott, Doug McDermott, or Nick Baugh? Nick Baugh got 84%. Greg got 10% and Doug got 6%.
I mean, it's the truth. The truth finds a way. Revealing itself. It did there. That's for dang show.
I think that's it. I think that's it for everything except one shining moment. Are you ready?
I got to get mentally ready. Okay, I'm ready. Give it to me.
Yeah. I'm going to make this statement here. Nebraska's going to win more games than Colorado this year.
Wow, okay. I think I'd take that bet.
You do know we play indoors right near the dome. No, nothing planned. We're indoors, and we only have to be outside for 20 seconds getting off the bus going under the thing, so we'll be okay.
The ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life.
I'm going to run to the bathroom.
You're a shooting star in all the years. No one knows.
Just them UV rays, they ain't playing these days.
But now it shows. In one shining moment, it's all on the line. In one shining moment, they're frozen in time.
Ah! Oh, no, come on.
The time is short, and the road is long. In the blinking of an eye.
How about that, Todd? How about that?
That moment's gone. And when it's done, win or lose.
This is not Big Ten sports.
You always did your best. Cause inside you knew.
Love it! Love it!
That in one shining moment, you reached deep inside. One shining moment, you knew you were a.
I didn't hear a word you said, Sean. I'm sorry.
Feel the beat of your heart. Feel the
down
wind
low.
In your
here's Kopfbrenner. Kopfbrenner works. Another no call!
It's more.
Evan Burroughs, you suck!
A red.
How do you do? Number 1-2.
Zach kicks in the nuts here. The ball's here.
When it's done, win or lose.
And slow it up. 6 minutes to go. Jays by 15. Long pass into the front court. R2 wants a three. One, two, and oh, baby.
In one shining moment, you reach for the sky. In
tell your friends at recess, peep this Jerry West. You
bet. In one shining moment, you're willing to try. In one shining moment, you need.
I said no nuggets, fellas.
One shining moment.
Storm that court. Just storm that puppy.
There we go.
Been a good year. Been a good year.
It's been a fun year on the show.
Yeah.
Fun year on the pod. Congratulations to Storm That Puppy. Again, head to that Herd At website we told you about. We'll post it later. Tyler, what do you think about a Husker broadcaster winning the drop-off tournament?
I'm not happy about that.
Chicken Nick.
Yeah.
Chicken Nick.
Yeah.
Chicken Nick Show.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
just a bunch of bags of nuts.com.
I'm just shoving nuts in my mouth, basically.
Well, check it out, nuts.com.
Okay, thank you, Seth.
A Huda Media Production.